And we welcome Nigeria. How are you, Nigeria?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Tell me all the exciting things that you've been doing. You're only 12 years old, but first of all, tell us about MegaFest. How was MegaFest for you?
MegaFest was a very, very exciting event, and I really enjoyed myself with a lot of young people. And I was glad that I was able to share my gift to those young people. And I feel that they really enjoyed me. That was my first time there, and it was a great experience for me and also a challenge to see if I could handle that big type of audience, which I'm used to. So that event was very exciting, and I enjoyed myself.
Tell us about sharing your gift at the Luther Vandross.
His tribute.
The Luther Vandross tribute. Tell us about that.
It was a lot of people I would have to start off with, and there was 1,500,000 people waiting outside and 3,000 in the building. So that was a lot of people. There was a lot of people who responded to my singing, which sounded like they enjoyed me. And also his niece was there. She embraced me and told me that I did a wonderful job. Erykah Badu was there and Sissy Houston. And it was a lot of fun. And at the same time, I was glad to be one of the chosen ones to sing for one of the greatest R&B singers that was out there before my time, and I was blessed to be there to share my gift to the people who honored him and admired him as an artist.
Were you a little scared singing? You sung, what, His Eye is on the Sparrow?
Yes.
Okay. Were you a little scared singing that song?
No.
What motivates you to sing a song like that?
Well, that song, really, the reason why that song motivates me is because that song has a strong, powerful message which talks about how God's eye is on the sparrow. His eye is like on the sparrow, and he watches over me when I'm laying down at night, waking up in the morning. He watches over me. He keeps me in from hurt, harm, and danger out there in the world, and he keeps me away from the people who I don't need to be around. And it's very, and that song is very real, and it's like something that I would have to say. I can really say that God has done for me, and he has watched over me, because if he wasn't, I would probably be swept up with the people out there in the world.
We're talking to 12-year-old Nigeria, and she is definitely a phenomena, and she has a gift. Tell us about
the Jeff Major show. He's a very nice person. The show was very good. The event itself was nice. It was exciting for me to be there to sing for Jeff, to sing at the Jeff Major show, and knowing that I'm supposed to be on, to be on television, and not only me being on television, just me being there, just to see him, not even really knowing him. It brought happiness to me, and I've really enjoyed myself.
You've been going a lot of places. Were you on iGospel also?
Yes, I was.
How was that?
It was a lot of fun. It was very nice, and iGospel was really, I would have to say, a great experience. I was glad to see my family there. And the lady, Alicia, she was very funny, but at the same time, she really gave me some great compliments on how I sound. And that really helps me, so that whenever there are things that I need to improve on, I would like to hear people's input. And it's like it'll help me, because I'm not perfect at all. But that event was really good, and I enjoyed myself.
Okay, let's talk about your album.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
What's one of your favorite songs on your album?
Through the Storm, which is featuring Jennifer Holliday. The reason why that song is my favorite on my CD, because that song talks about on September 11th, not only September 11th, but the tsunami, the Hurricane Katrina, some other things we've been experiencing throughout this half of last year and this year. And I would say 3 or 4 years ago, the World Trade Center collapsed and how it affected the whole country of the New York State, New York City. It just affected everyone that I know and the whole world, and that tragedy will never be forgotten. And that song just basically talks about September 11th and the things that took place, but I would consider that song as talking about the overall things that taken place this year, like the tsunami and the Hurricane Katrina. And that song is a very powerful song, and I enjoy singing that song. That's why it is my favorite song.
Okay, now the title of your album is called It's Just Me. Did you make that title up?
No, actually my parents and my producer, Ms. Nona Hendricks, they came together and put that title together.
Tell us about Nona Hendricks, because we know Nona with Patti LaBelle and LaBelle. How did you come to meet Nona Hendricks?
I met her through an audition that I auditioned for a movie called Stand on the One. And that's the song I had to sing was called Stand by Donnie McKirkland. And she was one of the judges. When I came as one of the contestants in the audition, they were trying to find a young Mahalia Jackson. So I came on, I sung the song that I wanted, that I chose to sing, so they can get an idea of how I sound singing. She and the rest of the judges told everybody else to leave, because she really personally wanted to meet my parents and also wanted to get to know me more and my parents more. So about a week later, she called and said that I received the part. And a week later, I was in the studio recording Stand until I got sick and I wasn't able to do it, so they had to replace me for another girl. But that's when later on she put some other things together and had a discussion with my parents and the CEO of the company that I'm in, Rhythm and Spirit. They came together along with my parents and I, and they sat down and discussed with my parents and asked them if it was okay if I can be one of their first gospel artists, since I love to sing gospel and that's my passion. They came together, and my parents, and the decision that my parents made and that I wanted to do was a yes. So that from then on, I started traveling, going to these different places to promote my CD that is now out in stores. So that's how I basically met Ms. Nona.
Okay. Now, Gia, are you tutored or do you go to school?
I go to school.
Okay, and what school is that?
Promise Academy, Harlem Children's Zone on 125th Street.
Okay. You know, I have to say this. At 12 years old, you are definitely on top of the game. I mean, to interview someone 12 years old, I'm asking you questions that I would ask the seasoned veteran, and you're responding very well.
Thank you.
You are. You know, I'm proud of you and proud of what you're doing at 12. Tell me, what would you like to say to young people who are aspiring to do some of the things that you are doing?
I would say to them that always put God first, remember Him in your youth, and never put yourself down by saying that you'll never succeed in anything that you desire to become. Just always put Him first and know that He's the way in life, and in order for you to succeed, you should always put Him first, because immediately when you don't put Him first, you can go down, but you can always be lifted up if you also just think about Him and think about what He has done for you. And also, if you feel that you have a gift, do not hesitate to pursue it by moving on, by showing action that you would like to do something in life. That's what I would say to the young people who would like to be something in life, instead of just running around in the world and just trying to act like they don't have anything to do. That's what would be my advice. And number one, put Him first.
Hey, Nigeria, it has been a pleasure. Thank you for just having time to talk to us. And also, we speak life that God will continue to bless you, and that your talents will take you very, very far. Stay humble.
Thank you.
Okay?
Yes.
And you be blessed. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Our guest, Nigeria. We welcome to Star 94.1, Daryl Henley of Doc McKenzie and the Highlights. Daryl, how are you?
I am wonderful.
What kind of show can we expect, Daryl?
Well, I tell you what, we only come one way. We only come to worship God and give God all the praise. So that's what you expect tomorrow. Come expecting a service to uplift up the name of Jesus.
How about the song Ride with Jesus? Tell me about that.
Wow, Ride with Jesus. And that goes way back. Ride with Jesus is one of our greatest songs. People just love it where we go. And I guess tomorrow it looks like we're going to have to sing it.
The song Hold On, is that a controversial song?
Well, Hold On has been another great song for us, but it's got a meaning that a lot of people, sometimes they miss it, sometimes they get it, you know. But most of all, we trying to deliver a message, you know, to hold on to God, hold on to your marriage, hold on to what God has given you. Don't give up on it.
Hey, talking about quartet music, why is it that today it's not as prominent as it used to be?
Well, it depends how you look at it. To me, it is. It's more prominent than what it used to be. It's just that we have got into the ways of the world in so much, and we try to follow the way of the world. But one thing about God's word is not going to ever fail. So I'm never going to look at quartet music as dying or anything like that. I'm looking at it as it's just lifting up, and God is just doing a new thing through all music. Somewhat, you know, quartet is kind of looked over, and it's for a lot of different reasons, but we there.
Daryl, what makes you guys so special?
Well, one thing for sure, Doc McKenzie is a worshiper. I mean, he's followed his vision that God has given him, and over 35 years he hasn't given up on it. And through many things, that situation he's been through, he never gave up. And I think that's what makes him so special. And by us following him, following his vision, it made the group special. And we go forth to deliver the word of God. We don't have no set pattern. We don't know what we're going to sing from one song to the next song. When we rehearsal, we come to first do Bible study. We pray before we do anything. And that's what we do. We try to put God first.
Doc McKenzie, the highlights. We're talking to Daryl Henley. Finally, Daryl, what message would you like to leave with an audience who's going to come to see Doc McKenzie and the highlights?
Well, the message I would like to leave, come expecting God to do something in your life. If you come expecting, you will receive what God has for you. But you got to be ready to receive what he has for
you. God bless you. That's Daryl Henley of Doc McKenzie and the highlights on Star 94.1.